Transportation.
From the Director Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to enter into a jurisdictional transfer agreement with the City of Franklin to transfer highway ownership of West St. Martin's Road, County Trunk Highway, MM, from South North Cape Road to State Trunk Highway 100.
Supervisor Taylor.
We've done this before on North Cape and 68th Street, and this is just the third of a series of moves that we're trying to make to get this maintenance, deferred maintenance, and actually once the road's constructed, get it out of our hands moving forward, so I'll make a motion to approve.
Any questions or comments? Supervisor Wanshaw.
Well, I think we forget that we're rebuilding these roads. We're giving them a brand new road on stuff, and the maintenance costs on a new road are, you know, negligible to a certain extent, plowing and, you know, basic upkeep and things like that. I think it would be a little bit different if they were going to take it over and they were going to rebuild it to their specifications and their that municipality was going to pay for it. So we get stuck with, you know, the 20-year capital cost, you know, things like that. So I would prefer that we just keep it under the county's jurisdiction.
Supervisor Taylor.
Well, okay, first off, if you, John, drive down there maybe and check the condition of the roads. Supervisor Wyshon.
No,
talk to me. Mr. Chair, maybe the supervisor of the 16th, I believe that's his district, could take a drive down St. Martin's or before that, or currently North Cape or 68th Street, and realize the neglect that's been down there. You take a look at the amount of maintenance dollars that it costs every year. So number one, we're on the hook for maintenance currently. Number two, we're on the hook for reconstruction currently. So let's get out of the maintenance business, which we're going to do. Let's reconstruct it, and then let's get out of the business altogether. Let's not plow it. Let's not restripe it every other year. Let's not then rebuild it in 20 years, 30 years. Let's let that be a City of Franklin roadway, and we all look at any other roads like this around the county and get out of it and not just continue to hold on to every last square inch. So that's the MO down here.
How much does it cost? And state your name. Say hi. Hello. Good morning.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Clark Wantuck, Director of Highway Operations. The cost of the project is outlined in the resolution.
How much is it?
And I can repeat those numbers for you.
3.3.
In the 2014 budget, we've already approved $346,300 towards design. In the 2015 budget, we'll be requesting another $900,000 to build phase one of the project. And then in 2016 budget, we will be requesting another $2.1 million to reconstruct the second phase of that project.
All right. Look, I'm in the chair right now. Okay, anything else?
Chair.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the question about us paying for all this and then selling it, I thought that we had an issue. This is not bond financed. Are we cash financing this? Because I thought we had an issue where you couldn't dispose of an asset that had outstanding bonds on them without paying it off. So are we gonna be back in being told that we got to come up with $3 million in cash and before we complete the transaction?
Matt. Mr.
Actually, I would not be able to answer a question. It should be come from the comptroller's office on the financing side of things.
Actually, you should know your budget.
But I'm going to say that and Mr. Chairman, supervisors, within our budget, we currently have it that it would be financed a portion at 50% through the CHIP program, the County Highway Improvement Program, backed by bonded authority.
Very good.
That. This is the fiscal note. The $3.3 million is that's our bond portion of the budget. That's not the project's budget. That's our portion, right?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, that's actually the total of which a portion would be then CHIP funded within those budget years.
Okay. Can you give maybe it's half of that then.
Pardon?
Can you give everybody what is CHIP funding, please?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, County Highway Improvement Program dollars. It comes from the state of Wisconsin. It's used to supplement, in this case, county highways that are in need of repair. It's a grant program coming through the state, and we have applied for that grant and already been awarded those dollars for this project.
So the left needs to have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I feel like I'm missing kind of an important piece of information. So from my understanding of the project, it sounds like using that match program ahead of time makes sense to fund half of it. Those are probably the local municipality is not eligible for local aids in that same amount. There may be an advantage there, but I still think that at the end of the day, it sounds like we're going to be stuck with $1.5 million in debt service that'll have to be defeased in order to dispose of the asset. You can't have you. It's like selling a house that has a mortgage on it. You can't. That's not how the bonds work, from my understanding. We've had this with other things. We just water utility, right? We had to hold on to the certain aspects for a certain number of times so that we could pay down the debt before we could make the transfer.
No.
Mr. Chairperson, Supervisors, I think it should be clear that this roadway, as well as the other roadways that were proposed for this jurisdictional transfer, have to do with the physical use of that roadway and how it operates within the community. And it's not meant to be a county highway, and it's actually supported through the Southeastern Regional Planning Commission relative to the review of all of county highways throughout the state, in this case within the region. The recommendation is that it does become a local street, not a county highway. If it stays a county highway, we still have to reconstruct it. We would still have to reconstruct it under the same terms, under the same dollars, with the same set of funding that's available to us for this project. It's just that once we build it, then we will have to continue to sweep it, we'll have to continue to plow it, and we'll have to continue to maintain it as well as be on the hook for any future construction projects.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, so I guess just to clarify, I'm not arguing that we should rebuild it. I'm not even, at this point, not even arguing that we should maybe transfer it. I just like, before I would approve the transfer, I'd like to know whether I'm going to subsequently have a bill for a fund transfer or something to pay pay down that debt with cash, because that's it's not in this fiscal note because it's not in front of us, I guess, you know, that aspect of it. But I think it's an important thing to know whether we're rebuilding it and giving it away and yet it's going to still cost us $1.5 million.
I think, Mr. So you understand, prior to approving the county board, we need an answer of that. Are we going to be responsible for the bonding at the end of the day, once if we transfer this? If not, I will be pushing to refer this back to the committee. Supervisor Jersey.
Yeah, I actually think highway bonding is different. I don't think each specific highway becomes collateral for that bond, like we had, for example, in the Zimmerman property when we tried to sell that property, or a specific water utility that has a specific bonding project. I do not believe we collateralize our highway projects, and I don't think it's a problem. But certainly, that should be, you know, we can address that before board.
Correct.
And you know, perhaps pass this today and just get that clarified before board.
All right. Any other questions? Mr. Martin.
Supervisor, we'd be happy to work with the comptroller's office, the capital finance manager, to get you a clarification on that before it does reach the full board.
I tell you the last word.
I would just say that, I mean, at this stage last year, we were basically having the same conversation regarding, say, North Cape and 68th Street. And, you know, even there's no actual transfer until after the project is completed and that. So we're just trying to agree to start the, you know, to start the communication, to have city staff and county staff working together like we did and have been on both North Cape and 68th, because if you follow that North Cape issue at all, you know, the residents get kind of worked up and they're wondering why they're dealing with city officials, even though it's a county road. They're contacting the alderman, not the county supervisor, because they're saying they can't realize this is actually a county road.
Okay.
So I think the question is valid by Supervisor Lipscomb, and I think we should get some clarification just so we know moving forward. But we've already on two roads already down this path a year in.
Okay. Madam Clerk, call the roll on item number 13.
Wyshon?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Okay, Madam Clerk, we have fund transfer. Item number...